我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
第一节。
Verse 1.
请读。
Verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
这个第一节的前面也说神人摩西的祈祷。
Before verse 1, it says, a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
这个在介绍这一个诗篇的作者是摩西。
And this introduces the author of the psalm as Moses.
然后他描写摩西是一个神人。
And it describes Moses as the man of God.
这个神人就是非常亲近神的一个人。
And a man of God is someone who is very close to God.
也是一个被神所重用的人。
And is one who is used by God.
有神同在的人。
Someone who has God's abidance.
他的一个祈祷。
And this is a prayer of such a man of God.
那如果我们看摩西圣经里面说他在埃及受过一切的教育。
The Bible tells us Moses was educated in Egypt.
在古文明里面有几个国家文化水准相当高，好像中国，再来就是埃及。
In ancient civilizations, there are several civilizations that are very developed. One is China and one is Egypt.
那摩西在那里受过一切的教育。
And Moses was educated in different fields in Egypt.
说话行事都有能力。
So he had might in his words and his deeds.
那圣经里面记载，摩西曾经在王宫住过四十年。
And the Bible tells us Moses lived in the palace in Egypt for 40 years.
享受王宫一切的快乐。
And he enjoyed everything that was available in the palace.
享受做一个王的孙子这一种崇高的一种地位。
And he had the honorable title of being the grandchild of the Pharaoh.
圣经也记载摩西曾经在旷野牧羊四十年。
And the Bible also tells us Moses was tending sheep for 40 years in the wilderness.
人生的最后四十年就是带领以色列百姓出埃及要进到迦南地。
But the last 40 years of his life were spent bringing the people out of Egypt and leading them toward Canaan.
在那一段时间，他对神曾经面对面讲话。
And during that time, he spoke to God face to face.
他也曾经在西乃山看到神的荣耀。
And he had seen God's glory on Mount Sinai.
他有好几次的祷告蒙神垂听。
And many of his prayers were heard by the Lord.
当他带领以色列百姓到红海旁边
when he brought the Israelites to the edge of the Red Sea
埃及的兵在后面追
and the Egyptian army was chasing behind them
但是前面的红海没有办法渡过去
but they were unable to cross the Red Sea
是他人生最大的危机
this was the most dangerous time of his life
那怎么办
what could he have done
向神祷告
this is when he prayed to God
神就把红海分开让他们过去
and the Lord split the Red Sea so the people could pass
这是非常大的神迹
and this was a great miracle
那在旷野里面摩西还经历过很多的神迹
and Moses also experienced many miracles in the wilderness
天上降玛拿四十年
there was manna from heaven for 40 years
他们不种也不收过了四十年
The people neither planted nor sowed, but they were able to survive 40 years.
磐石流水让他们口渴得到滋润。
Water came out of the rock so that the people's thirst were quenched.
这些都是非常大神的能力的显明。
And these were great miracles that showed the power of God.
所以摩西的一生有很丰富的人生经历。
So Moses had a very rich life.
从王宫到旷野。
He went from the palace to the wilderness.
从旷野到进入带领以色列百姓漂泊。
And from the wilderness, he led the Israelites as they wandered.
他认识王，他也认识神。
He knew Pharaoh and he also knew God.
他经历王他也经历过神。
He's experienced the king and experienced God.
那这样一个人他来描写人生到底是怎么一回事。
So this person, he described what life was all about.
啊，有时候我们常常听到年轻人在论人生啊，年纪大的人都说啊，你没有活过，你怎么讲人生？
Sometimes when the elderly hear the youth talk about life, they tell them, "You haven't even lived. How can you discuss life?"
但是摩西是一个相当有经验的人，我们看他怎么看人生。
But Moses was a man of great experiences, so we can see how he viewed life.
啊。第一节说，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Verse 1 says, "You have been our dwelling place in all generations."
啊，这个是摩西对人生的一个结论。
And this is a conclusion of life that Moses drew.
啊，也就是说，人活着需要神。
In other words, we need God when we live.
啊，所以他说主是什么？主就是主宰。
So he says, "Lord," and "Lord" means the a source of strength.
我们人需要有一个主宰。
We need a master.
啊，让他来管理我们，统治我们，带领我们。
We need a master to lead us and guide us.
啊，这是他人生的结论。
So this was the conclusion he drew.
我们现在的人都很希望自由。
Nowadays, everyone longs for freedom.
都希望我们自己做我们自己的主人。
We all want to be the master of ourselves.
啊，我们不希望别人当我们的主人。
We don't want other people to be our master.
啊，这是人的一个基本很自然的倾向。
And this is a very natural tendency for people.
啊，但是摩西他活了一辈子，他发现我们需要有神当我们的主宰。
But after living a full life, Moses realized that we need the Lord as our master.
啊，这个一定有原因的。
And there must be a reason for him to think this.
下去他就会讲到原因。
And he brings forth the reason in the next few verses.
说你世世代代做我们的居所。
Here, he said, "You have been our dwelling place in all generations."
所以他希望住在神里面，与神在一起，世世代代。
So Moses hopes to dwell with the Lord for generations.
你看有的青年呢，他长大了，找到职业了，他就要搬离开父母。
So some young people, after they have grown up and found a job, they move away from their parents.
啊，因为他觉得我已经成熟了，我需要独立。
Because they feel that they have matured, it is time for them to be independent.
哦，他不愿意父母让他来监视他、控制他、给他任何什么建议。
They don't want their parents to monitor them or give them advice.
但是摩西活的一辈子，他需要说，我能够跟神住在一起，世世代代不离开神。
But after living a full life, Moses decided he wanted to dwell with the Lord for all generations.
这个主要有两个原因。
There's two reasons for this.
第一个原因就是他对神的认识。
The first is his understanding of God.
第二个原因是他对人生的认识。
The second is his understanding of life.
啊，如果这个两个我们都认识很清楚。
If we have these two understandings,
我们就知道我们一生真的需要神。
Then we will know that we truly need God in our life.
所以第二节。
In verse 2,
说诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Verse 2 says, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God."
啊，这一节圣经告诉我们，第一个有神的存在。
This verse tells us first that God exists.
啊，那诸山跟世界是神所造的。
And the earth and the mountains were created by God.
所以罗马书里面讲啊，神的本能跟神性啊，借着他所创造的万物是明明可知的，你没有办法否认。
So the book of Romans tells us that through creation we cannot deny the existence of God.
如果我们看到一个小孩子，我们知道他有父母。
If we see a child, we will know that they have parents.
如果我们看到一部汽车，我们知道有造他的工厂。
If we see a car, we will know that there was a factory that manufactured the car.
如果我们看到房子，我们知道有建造的人。
If we see a house, we will know that there was a builder of the house.
但是晚上我们看到整天的星星。
And at night, we will see a whole night, a sky full of stars.
这么大的月亮。
And we'll see the moon that is so big.
为什么没有办法相信这是神造的呢？
Why are we not able to believe that God created these?
我是把它形容说这是大爆炸自己造成的。
And why do we describe it as a result of a big bang?
所以圣经告诉我们万物都存在证明有神。
And the Bible tells us that as the universe exists, it proves that there is God.
所以说从亘古到永远你是神，神的存在是超越时间的。
says here, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. So God surpasses time.
他是永恒的神。
He is an eternal God.
那比起神来，我们好像这个很短暂的一线就没有了。
And compared to God, we are a speck that disappears really quickly.
那在神的创造，我们看到什么？
And in God's creation, what do we see?
我们先来看耶利米书第十章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章的十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12. Verse 12, He has made the earth by His power. He has established the world by His wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at His discretion.
十三节。
Verse 13, when he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries.
十二节讲神用他的能力创造大地。
Verse 12, it tells us God has made the earth by his power.
有时候我们看到这个世界上很多的古迹，我们就发现真的古代人很聪明。
Sometimes we see these ancient relics in the world and we feel that the people before us were very smart.
比方说埃及的金字塔。
For example, the pyramids in Egypt.
几千年前他有办法造金字塔。
They were able to build the pyramids several thousand years ago.
到底那个石头是怎么堆上去的？
How did they bring these stones up and pile them up so high?
这个里面有很多的科学在里面。
There is a lot of science in the building.
但是神创造的万物比金字塔更厉害啊。
But the creation that God has made is even greater than the pyramids.
所以神创造的万物那个奇妙伟大代表神的能力。
And the wonders that we see in nature show the power of God.
神的能力是无穷尽的。
And God's power is limitless.
所以为什么神值得拜？
So why is God worthy of our worship?
所以世界上有很多人去崇拜很有成就的人。
A lot of people, they admire those who are very successful.
其实他也不是想从对方得到什么，只是觉得他很伟大就崇拜他。
And they don't even want to obtain anything from these people who are successful. They just want to admire them.
如果人会崇拜一个很有成就的人，人应该会崇拜神。
So if a person admires someone who is successful, they should also admire God.
因为天地的存在是神的创造。
Because the existence of heavens and the heaven and earth is God's creation.
这个赞美神的能力很伟大。
And this shows how great God's power is.
下面说他用智慧建立世界，用聪明充达铺光穹苍。
Here it also says, He has established the world by His wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at His discretion.
神的创造里面隐藏很多的智慧。
There is a lot of wisdom in God's creation.
现在的科学就是一直去发现神创造的这些智慧。
In science nowadays, we continuously discover the wisdom in creation.
所以神的智慧是无穷的。
And God's wisdom is also limitless.
我们一生都没有办法明白。
And with our whole lives, there is no way we can understand it.
所以圣经说将事情隐藏，这是神的智慧。
And the Bible tells us it is God's wisdom that hides knowledge.
那到十三节。
Verse 13.
他一发声，空中就有积水，多水激动，就是下雨。
When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, which is rain.
我们在加州更知道雨的重要。
In California, we know the importance of rain.
下雨这是神的慈爱。
And rain is the mercy of God.
所以万物可以生长，我们就能够饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
And because of rain, all living things can grow, and we are satisfied and joyful in our hearts.
它使云雾从地极上腾。
Here it says, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth.
这个水一蒸发要吸收热量，所以天气不会太热。
When the water evaporates, it absorbs the heat, so our weather is not too hot.
所以特别住在加州，天气非常好。
So when we live in California, the weather is great.
这是神的慈爱。
This is the mercy of God.
他造电如水雨而闪。
He makes lightning for the rain.
这个一打雷，产生很多化学元素。
And when there's thunder, there is a lot of chemical reactions.
所以你看到加州有那个红木树林长得又高又大，是谁施肥的？ Egypt.
And so we see in California we have these great redwood trees. Who is who's making the trees grow?
是神给他施肥的。
It is God that that allows it to be nourished.
然后接下去，他从府库带出风来。
And here it says he brings the wind out of his treasuries.
风一吹，不但我们觉得很凉爽，而且带来很清新的空气。
When the wind blows, we feel that it is very cool to us, and it brings us fresh air.
所以神虽然没有出声说我很爱你。
And even though God does not say, I love you so much.
但是所有人类发现过的星球，最适合人居住的最方便的地方就是地球。
But out of all the planets mankind has discovered, the one that is most habitable is the earth.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为神在前面五天来创造这些人生活所需要的条件。
Because in the first five days of creation, God created an environment for mankind to live.
那第六天才造人。
And on the sixth day, he created man.
因为人是他的儿子。
Because mankind are his children.
好像一个母亲，孩子还没有生下来前，已经预备了所有一切这个小孩子所需要的。
Just as a mother, before the child is born, she prepares everything for the baby.
可能妈妈告诉孩子我爱你，他也听不懂。
Even if the mother says I love you to the child will not understand.
但这个小孩子生下来什么都有，就是证明母亲的爱。
But when the child is born and has everything he needs, then this proves the mother's love.
所以神对我们的爱，就是在我们生活的环境，一草一花一树，这个就是在表明神的爱。
So the one blade of grass or one flower petal, this around, these things around us show God's love to us.
所以神的创造代表他的能力很大，他的爱非常的深，而且他的智慧无穷。
So God's creation shows how deep his love is and how great his wisdom is and how powerful he is.
那这一位神本来就是我们的父亲。
And this God is our father.
所以今天如果我们生活很多问题，不是因为我找到神，生活问题很多。
So today when we have problems in our life, it is not because we have found God and we have all these problems.
我们今天如果生活很多问题，是因为我过着不认识神的生活，或者认识神我没有去亲近他。
We have problems in our life because we don't know God or we don't follow God.
不是认识神的结果我们受苦。
It is not because we know God that we suffer.
所以我们要回来寻找神。
So we have to return and seek God.
来接纳神做我们的父亲。
We have to accept God as our father.
人生做我们一生的主宰。
And we have to make him the master of our life.
好，那从第三节开始摩西在论到人生是什么。
So starting from the third verse, Moses talks about what life is.
诗篇九十篇的第三节。
Psalm chapter 90, verse 3.
如果我们看每一节都有你，你是我们，你怎么样，你怎么样。
If we look at every verse, it mentions you, and what you need to do.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does this say?
虽然神看不见，
even though we cannot see God,
但是人是活在神绝对主权的这个掌握之中。
But we as mankind, we live under the power of God.
因为圣经说，神用他的全能的命令托住万有。
Because the Bible tells us by the command of God, all things are controlled.
为什么地球会自转？
Why does the earth spin?
为什么我们这个地球月亮会绕着地球转？
Why does the moon circle the earth?
为什么有四季？
Why are there four seasons?
这是因为神的命令托住它，它就有了。
These are all due to the commands of God.
第三节。
Verse 3. Verse 3, you turn man to destruction and say, return, O children of men.
这里说你要使世人归回尘土，你们要归回。
Here it tells us, return, O children of men.
这个到底在讲什么？
What does this mean?
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us,
人是泥土造的。
A mankind is made of dust.
所以这个肉体的成分跟泥土一样。
So the composition of our flesh is similar to dust.
那活的一辈子，死了以后归回泥土。
So after we live our life, we return to the dust.
所以这样看起来，我们的一生真正的价值不是这个肉体。
So the value of our life is not dependent on our physical body.
啊, 因为这个肉体是泥土造的。
Because our physical body is made of dust.
啊, 200磅的泥土有多少价值呢?
How much value does 200 pounds of dust
啊, 到处都是泥土。
Give? There is dust everywhere.
啊, 所以一个200磅的人他的价值不是用他的重量来称的。
So a 200 pound person is not valued according to his weight.
啊，是因为他里面有神造的灵魂。
He's valued by the soul that God has given him.
啊，但有一天我们都要归回尘土。
But one day we will all return to the dust.
也就是说，世界上没有一个人不会死。
In other words, there is not one person in the world that will not die.
啊，死是众人的结果。
Because death is the ending of all.
啊，这是事实。
And this is a truth.
每一个人都要经历到了。
Everyone will experience death.
所以第三节，你使世人归回尘土。
So in verse 3 it says, you turn man to destruction.
啊，为什么？
Why is this?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
这个结果是因为我们离开神。
This, we come to this ending because we have departed from God.
神是生命的泉源。
God is the source of life.
他是生命的本身。
He is life himself.
离开神就是离开生命的泉源。
So when we depart from God, we are departing from the source of life.
所以我们只能够活几十年。
So we can only live a few decades.
那离开生命的泉源几十年以后我们就死了。
And after we depart from the source of life for several decades, then we die.
我们看第四节。
Let's turn to verse 4. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night.
这里讲神看1,000年好像昨天过去的一天。
Here God, it tells us God views 1,000 years as yesterday.
我们人最老的几岁呢?
How old is the oldest human being?
圣经记载有一个人活了969岁。
The Bible records a person who lived 969 years.
再加31年他就活1,000年。
So if we add 31 years, he would have lived 1,000 years.
1,000年很久啊。
1,000 years is a very long time.
但是1,000年在神看起来不到一天啊，好像一天。
But to God, 1,000 years is like a day.
那我们现在呢?
So what about us now?
如果活十分之一，96岁。
If we live a tenth of that and we live up to 96.
那等于夜间的一更啊，就是about3个小时。
Then it is like living a watch in the night, which is 3 hours.
所以第四节告诉我们，我们人活在这个世界上啊，很短。
So verse 4 tells us that we live a very brief time on this earth.
你如果问老年人啊，每一个人都会说，哎呀，想当年我还是小孩子，现在已经年纪这么大。
If you ask any old person, they will say, I was just a child and I can't believe how old I am now.
所以啊，人生过得很快。
So life goes by very quickly.
而且人生很短。
And life is very short.
那因为人生很短，所以我们就要把握我们的一生做最重要的事情。
Because life is so short, we need to grasp our opportunity to do what is most meaningful in our life.
因为不是永远活下去的。
Because we do not live forever.
我们再来看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5. Verse 5, you carry them away like a flood. They are like a sheep. In the morning, they are like grass, which grows up.
这里讲你叫他们如水冲过冲去。
You carry them away like a flood.
你看那个尼加拉瓜瀑布啊，这样哇，千万加仑的水这样一直冲下去。
If we look at the Niagara Falls, there are thousands of gallons of water that continuously flow.
一过去，它就不再回来了。
And once it flows away, it never returns.
如果我们活40岁
，If we live 40 years,
前面40年永远不再回来。
The first 40 years will never return to us.
过去的就是过去了。
And what is past is past.
好像水这样一直冲过去。
Just like water that flows past.
所以没有第二次的机会。
And we never get a second chance.
所以有时候我们是在尝试错误当中不断在摸索我们的未来。
So sometimes we are trying to figure out our future from our past mistakes.
但是呢因为我们人过去就不再回来，所以重大的错误有时候你一旦犯了，没有第二次的机会。
But because the past never returns, so if we make a grave mistake, we sometimes don't have the chance to rectify it.
因为神叫我们如水冲去。
Because God allows us to be like the water.
他们如睡一觉。
Here it also says they are like asleep.
啊，早晨如生长的草。
In the morning, they are like grass which grows up.
我们一生啊，在年纪轻的时候，在看往前看人生。
When we are young and we look forward to our life,
我们有很多的美梦。
We have a lot of dreams.
啊，但是我们活了一辈子，再回头过来人生，发现很大的不同。
But as we live our life and we look back, we see it very differently.
过去的理想好像梦一场都过去了。
And our past goals and dreams are like a dream that disappears.
你想在做梦的时候，梦得很美，醒来现实世界还是存在。
It's just like when we dream in our sleep and we have a good dream and we wake up and it is gone.
所以人虽然在做很多的人生的美梦，但是理想现实的问题还是存在。
And even though we have many dreams in life, reality still exists.
那讲他们好像生长的草，第六节。
In verse 3,
早晨发芽生长，晚上就割下枯干。
In the morning, they are like a grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up.
所以人生像花草。
In the evening, it cuts down and withers. So life is like the flowers and grass.
会生长，然后会吸引很多人。
The grass and flowers will grow and attract a lot of people.
但这不是永远的。
But this is not forever.
当它凋谢就被割下，就被丢弃。
Once the flower fades, it is cut and thrown away.
所以这是人生的本相。
And this is how life is.
没有办法改变的。
This is something that we can't change.
那最我们一生里面呢，我们最不了解，而且是最重要一件事情是什么？
And there's one thing that we don't understand, but is very important.
就是第七节到第九节。
And this is described in verse 7 to verse 9. Verse 7, For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. Verse 8, You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. Verse 9, For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh.
这个每一节都有讲你的怒气。
It describes God as you in these verses.
第七节，你的怒气。
In verse 7, your anger.
第八节。
Verse
8. 你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前。
You have set our iniquities before you.
在神面前，我们有罪。
Before God, we all have sin.
所以今天我们为什么需要信耶稣？
So why do we need to believe in Jesus today?
很多人说我没有罪啊。
A lot of people say, I don't have sin.
这样也是对的。
It is...
这样也是这样，有时候也是对的。
This is part, true in some respects.
为什么？
Why?
我如果用社会的文化、国家的法律来讲，我有什么罪？
According to culture and the laws of our country, we don't have sin.
我跟大家一样，我有什么罪？
I am the same as everyone else. What sin do I have?
但是圣经是讲，你将我的罪摆在你面前。
But the Bible tells us you have set our iniquities before you.
在神的标准之下，
Under God's standards,
我们都有过失。
We all fall short.
那神的标准是什么？
And what is God's standard?
一个最简单的就是十条诫命。
The most basic are the Ten Commandments.
十条诫命分作两部分。
The Ten Commandments are divided into two portions.
前面一部分叫做爱神。
The first part describes loving God.
后面一部分叫做爱人。
And the second part describes loving mankind,
other people. 所以罪是什么？
So what is sin?
没有爱神，也没有爱人，就是罪。
Sin is to not love God or love people.
我们现在的人就是爱我自己啊。
Nowadays, everyone loves themselves.
在爱我的家人。
Then you love your family.
但是神的诫命不是这样。
But this is not God's command.
前面要爱神。
God says we have to love God.
神是我们的父。
God is our Father.
所以我们要孝敬我们的父亲，要敬拜他当神。
So we have to honor our Father and worship him as God.
那神既然是一个父。
And since God is a Father.
所以我们不可以拜偶像。
So we cannot worship idols.
偶像是人造的神。
Idols are man-made gods.
他不是真的神。
They are not true gods.
所以我们单单这两条，我们在神面前就有亏欠。
And even with these two commandments, we fall short and before God.
因为大部分人不拜神，因为如果没有拜神，我就站在神的地位。
And because most people do not worship God, and when we do not worship God, we stand in the place of God.
所以我很自由。
So we are very free.
啊，我想做什么就做什么。
We will do whatever we want to do.
因为我就是神啊。
Because we are God.
啊，以自我为中心。
And we set ourselves as the center of our life.
但是如果有个神。
But if there is a God.
啊，那个神的话就是他的诫命。
This God's words will be his commands.
啊，那神的话的诫命的第二个部分。
And what about the second part of God's commands?
就是爱人。
Which is to love mankind.
要孝敬父母。
We have to honor our parents.
啊，不可以杀人。
We cannot murder.
不可以犯奸淫。
We cannot commit adultery.
啊，不可以偷拿。
We cannot steal.
啊，不可以贪心。
And we cannot covet.
不可以说谎来害人。
And we cannot speak falsehood to put other people in bad situations.
那这样，我们每一条来对照我们自己。
So if we take these commandments and compare them to ourselves,
有哪一个人可以说我没有罪呢?
How can anyone say they are sinless?
还有,
On top of
良心不安就是罪。
If your conscience is not clear, then that is sin.
神造人有良心。
God gave people a conscience.
哦，所以良心告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
And our conscience will tell us what is right and what is wrong.
哦，因此这个神将我们的罪恶摆在我们面前。
And God has set our iniquities before us.
那下面说，你将我们的隐恶摆在你的面光中。
In verse 8 it says, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
什么叫做隐恶？
What does it mean to, what does secret sins mean?
第一个就是我们偷偷去做的，我们怕人知道的。
The first type of secret sin is something we do, do and in secret and we don't want other people to know.
我们的私生活。
Our private lives.
这个里面啊，可能会有问题。
We might have issues in our private lives.
第二个，这个隐恶就是说，连我们知道也自己也不知道我们犯的罪。
The second type of secret sin is a sin that we ourselves are not even aware of.
哦，所以神把这个罪也摆在啊他的面前。
So God takes these secret sins and places it before Him.
那既然我们在神面前是有罪的。
And since we have sin before God,
神是公义的。
And God is righteous.
所以我们回到第七节。
Therefore, we go back to verse 7.
或者第九节。
Or verse 9.
我们今过的日子都在你的震怒之下。
For all our days have passed away in your wrath.
啊，所以在那一位神之前，我们是活在他的愤怒之中。
So before this God, we live in his wrath.
这是人生的事实。
And this is a fact of life.
啊，虽然我们不知道。
Even though we are not aware of it.
但是这个事实是存在的。
But this truth exists.
好，我们再看第十节。
Let us look at verse 10.
请读。
Verse 10, the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away.
这里说一般活是70岁，但是强壮可以活到80岁。
Here it tells us the days of our lives are 70 years and by reason of strength they are 80 years.
所以美国的这个年纪平均年龄也大概差不多80岁左右。
The average life expectancy in the United States is about 80 years.
那我们活的一辈子到底我得到什么?
So after living a full life, what do we gain?
啊，摩西给他做一个结论。
Moses made a conclusion here.
第一个是劳苦。
First, you have labor.
哦，这个劳苦就是讲肉体很辛苦。
Labor refers to having a laborious physical life.
啊，所以你看，每一天开车上班下班，在家里为着啊，我们为着应付尽我们的责任哈，每天到睡觉的时候倒在床上，真的是很累啊。
So if for labor, we can think of our commuting and all the physical activities we do, so that by the end of the day, we are exhausted.
啊，不只是这样，愁烦就是心灵上很多的忧愁忧虑。
Not only this, we gain sorrow, and sorrow means all the troubles we have in our heart.
啊，但是劳苦加上愁烦，到最后得到什么？
But even with the labor and sorrow, what do we gain?
下面说，转眼成空。
The next part says, for it is soon cut off.
啊，等我们死的那一天，一切都变成空的。
And on the day we die, everything we do becomes empty.
所以死亡使人生变成毫无意义可言。
So death takes away all the meaning of life.
为什么？
And why is this?
因为死亡让我们所有的归于零。
Because death reduces everything to a zero.
好像那股票哦，这样一直往上，哇，看起来很刺激哦，但是到死那一天跌到零。
Just as you see stocks might climb and it might be very exciting, but on the day you die, it drops down to zero value.
所以人生是从零开始，一直上去，到最后零结束。
So for a person's life, they start at zero, they climb up, and they end with zero.
那问题是，那到底我为着什么要活一辈子？
Then the question is, what do we live for a whole life?
这个就是我们需要信仰的原因。
And this is the reason why we need faith.
信仰不是教我们怎么赚大钱。
Faith does not teach us how to make a lot of money.
信仰不是教我们在今生怎么去完成自己的理想。
Faith doesn't tell us how to achieve our dreams in our life.
信仰是告诉我们怎么去了解我们的人生。
Our faith allows us to know how to understand our life.
而且去过一个蒙神祝福的人生。
And to know how to live a life blessed by God.
充满着平安跟喜乐的人生。
A life that is full of peace and joy.
充满着盼望的人生。
And full of hope.
充满着智慧跟能力的人生。
A life full of wisdom and power.
这个就是信仰的原因。
And this is the reason we have a faith.
所以我们看诗篇九十篇。
So if we look at Psalm 90,
12节。
Verse 12.
诗篇九十篇的十二节。
Psalm chapter 90, verse 12.It says, so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
这个地方讲要得着智慧的心。
Here it tells us we must gain a heart of wisdom.
所以第十节以前是摩西在描写人生。
From verse 10, before verse 10, Moses is describing life.
摩西认识神。
Moses knew God.
然后他又认识人生。
And he understood life.
所以他接下去就知道我们一生要追求什么。
So after these verses, he describes what we need to pursue.
因此在十二节，第一个，求神让我有智慧的心。
So verse 12, it tells us to ask God to gain a heart of wisdom.
所以为什么智慧这么重要？
Why is it so important to gain wisdom?
因为智慧就是一种判断，一种决定的能力。
Because wisdom is the ability to make decisions and choices.
这个智慧好像是我们现在那个手机啊，在导航啊，我们要开车的时候在叫我们从哪里走，从哪里走。
Wisdom is like the navigation system in our phones that tell us where to go.
所以我们现在不容易迷路。
So it's not easy for us to get lost nowadays.
因为有一个手机。
Because we have our cell phones.
你只要最后一点定了。
If, as long as we set our destination,
走错路他才会把你带回来。
Even if we go on the wrong path, it will guide us to the right way.
我们为什么需要智慧？
Why do we need wisdom?
智慧告诉我人生最后一点是哪里。
Wisdom tells us our final destination in life.
最后一点不是坟墓。
The final destination is not our grave.
如果没有信仰，最后一点就是坟墓。
If we don't have faith, the final destination would be the grave.
那人生也不是自己想出来死就完了。
And life is not... Life doesn't just end when we die.
所以有的人自己想一套啊，死就完了。
Some people think for themselves. They think that once they die, everything comes to an end.
人是神造的。
Man was created by God.
神造人给人有一本手册。
And when God created man, He gave him a manual.
好像电脑要有手册，叫你电脑是什么，怎么操作，有问题怎么解决。
Just as when we buy a computer, the computer comes with a manual that tells us how to operate it and what to do when we encounter problems.
圣经是神给我们一本手册。
The Bible is the manual that God has given us.
告诉我们人是什么。
And it tells us what man is.
人从哪里来。
Where does man come from?
人往哪里去。
Where is man going?
人活着要做什么。
When man is living, what should he do?
所以当我们认识了神的话，
So once we understand God's words,
我们就有智慧来定最后一点。
We will have the wisdom to set our final destination.
圣经告诉我们，最后一点人生的集中追求就是回到父那里去。
And the Bible tells us our final destination is what we should aim for is to return to our Heavenly Father.
诸位，人生不是很消极的，最后埋在土里死的。大家哭一哭结束了，不是这样的。
So the end of our life is not passive. We are not just buried for everyone to cry over.
我们最后一点是回到天国，到我荣耀的父那里去。
Our final destination is to return to heaven, to our glorious heavenly father.
圣经说那是好的无比的。
And the Bible tells us it is very good beyond what we can imagine.
是你眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过的。
It is something we have not seen or even thought of.
所以智慧让我们决定我们人生要去哪里。
So wisdom allows us to set our, what we are going to do in our life.
那那一点决定以后，智慧就引导我们怎么做能够到那一点。
And once we've set the final destination, wisdom will guide us to that destination.
哦，所以为什么摩西在认识神、认识人生以后，他第一个向神求就是求智慧。
So why did Moses, after he knew God, the first thing he asked, why was it wisdom?
啊，因为有智慧，我们的人生就不会迷路。
Because once we have wisdom, we will not get lost in life.
我们就知道我为什么活着。
We will know why we are living.
那我们活着就很有目标，很有意义，很有价值。
We will have purpose and value when we live.
我们看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17. Verse 17, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
愿神的荣美归在我们身上。
And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us.
神的荣美是什么？
What is the beauty of the Lord?
就显在主耶稣的身上。
The beauty of the Lord was Jesus.
神的荣美是永远的。
The glory of God is everlasting.
因为神是不改变的。
Because God does not change.
那主耶稣美在哪里？
And what is the beauty of Jesus?
主耶稣的美就是他把神的本性完全显露。
The beauty of the Lord Jesus was he showed the characteristics of God.
又有爱心，又有怜悯。
He had love and compassion.
又圣洁，又公义。
He was holy and just.
又谦卑，又温柔。
He was humble and gentle.
这个叫做神的荣美。
And this is the glory of God.
这个才是人真正的价值。
And this is the value of mankind.
所以人真正的价值不是外在的。
So a value of a person is not determined by his outer appearance.
不是物质的。
It is not physical.
不是肉体的。
It is not of his flesh.
不是今生的。
It does not belong to this world.
不是看得见的。
It is not something that can be seen.
人真正的价值在他的灵魂有没有神的美。
A value of a person is determined by whether or not his soul has the beauty of God.
神造第一个人是最美的。
The first person that God created was the most beautiful.
因为神用他的形象来造人。
Because God created him in the image of himself.
今天我们都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
And today we all sin and fall short of the glory of God.
所以信仰就是要重新再创造我们。
So our faith allows us to be recreated.
再重新得到神的美。
And we can regain the beauty of God.
那将来我们在天国要得到很大的荣耀。
And with this, one day we will receive great glory in heaven.
所以摩西对人生的描写值得我们来思考。
So it is worth our examination to learn about Moses' view on life.
唱诗。
Let us sing a concluding hymn.
236首。
236.